Don't lag behind. Can everybody hear me? Today's tour will be different. We'll make a trip into the past. It was until quite recently that a significant part of the history of Lithuania, Vilnius, and this bell tower was swept under the rug. The cathedral itself was converted into a picture gallery, and the bells that called the faithful were silenced. Other bells were brought from closed churches and turned into mere musical instruments. The bell tower housed a tour office, but it wasn't easy to get a job as a tour guide. Before I was allowed to work, probably the entire Vilnius department of the KGB came to listen to my tours. I passed a censorship test, probably because as soon as I'd spot a suspicious tourist, I'd always come up with loads of Lenin's quotes. Well, I invented them myself, but nobody noticed it during a dozen years of my work. Probably nobody read his works anyway. In the Soviet times, the most important thing was to not let it slip to the tourists that it was the cathedral's bell tower. Even on the radio, they would say, "The tower clock struck 12. By the way, it still strikes the hours. Shall we go up and listen?"